MeasureChecks.com.
18 after 9, 13 and 6. Are they measurements or what?
13 and 16 are the temperatures.
Oh, thank you, sir. What are you doing with that thermometer you have in your hand?
You want to know?
And you're dressed up like a nurse, I see. 18 after 9. Don't you think that's sort of sensational journalism? Just to get, did you see that on the, well, it's on the floor now, the Pulse Gazette?
Where?
You know, it said about Jacqueline Smith quitting Charlie's Angels on the front page. It said turn to page 22.
Find out.
And it didn't say, it just said she's quitting. That's it. There's no, I don't think that's responsible journalism. They should have had a follow-up story.
Well, they just wanted you to see who was getting married, the wedding announcements on page 22.
You're kind of stupid bending over talking upside down like that.
Stupid looking at me.
Pittsburgh weather partly cloudy today and tonight. This afternoon's high is 25 to 30. Overnight lows 15 to 20. Snow developing. Would you stand up? Snow developing first thing tomorrow morning, changing to rain tomorrow afternoon. Highs of 35 to 40. It's 13 degrees. In Penn Hills and Mount Lebanon, and in downtown Pittsburgh, 15 degrees with Dionne Warwick, and a song for all of you men who threw your backs out over the weekend. I'll Never Love This Way Again from FM 97. Don't do that on the air. We don't have a cough button or a sneeze button. Janitor just walked in and sneezed all over the place.
All over you?
Yeah.
You look kind of drippy.
Frizzed my hair. It's 22 after 9 o'clock, FM 97. This is Jerry Christopher, Tim Herrera. We have no balls, but we have a lot of strikes.
Right.
It's not baseball season yet, almost.
Pretty soon.
But we have quite a bit of job actions in the news.
Well, they say they're going to stay out for as long as it takes. That's what the Steel Valley teachers are saying. Right now, 13 degrees in Homewood, 16 downtown. It's 927 with Styx at FM 97.
Tonight's the night we'll make history.
FM 97, the best of times, 930. This is Jerry Christopher. You on your first coffee break already? I never understood that. Well, I've always worked on the air in the morning, or at least most of the time. So I just drink coffee all morning, but I don't understand office workers get to work 8:30, 9 o'clock. And by 9:30, they're already taking a donut and coffee break. Don't understand that. Well, anyway, now's the time to begin choosing a safe, qualified summer camp for your special child. For more information on camping for the retarded, contact Camping and Recreation, the Association for Retarded Citizens. I think they're a real fine organization. I mentioned last week that when I was out here before, 6 years ago, working over at KQV, Rocky Blyer and I co-hosted a 10-mile historic walk or hike through downtown Pittsburgh on a very cold, blustery March day. We had 300 or 400 kids and adults following us around and tour guides. It was a lot of fun. It was for and they had X amount of money pledged per mile and raised a lot of money for the Association for the Retarded Citizens. Fine group of people. The number 322-6008. That's 322-6008.
But hurry, tickets are limited.
Get your Bride and Groom 81 tickets at Jan Sarah Forward Avenue in Squirrel Hill, Trillium Shop Loop Street in Aspinwall, and American Buyers Guild, Kennywood Boulevard. 9:33, 27 before 10, with the late great Jim Croce from FM 97. WFFM, FM 97.
It's my imagination.
FM 97, Motown's Temptations, Just My Imagination. Boy, I like that. 16 before 10, 9:44. This is Jerry Christopher. Good morning, Pittsburgh. Pitt's All-American lineman Hugh Greene received the Dapper Dan Man of the Year Award. Penguins are in 15th at the NHL All-Star break with a record of 18-28-8. That sounds exciting. Bill Curry comments on sports this afternoon at 20 after 5 on the Chuck Brinkman Show. Of course, Chuck's the gentleman we're trying to have the Parkway East named after when it closes down. Mainly because they have a lot in common. They're both old, run down, in need of repair, always backed up and sluggish. Is that what someone called in Friday about? So you should be circulating your petitions amongst people you work with or go to school with about that. That'll be happening March 1st. And speaking of surveys, we have a question for the day coming up beginning first thing tomorrow morning. We'll have details on that and Pittsburgh weather coming up next. Keep it here at FM 97. Okay, sign up now for a checking account. No, that's not it. Oh, wrong.
Oh, great.
Hang on here a second. It's 13 before 10. Is it? Was that? I don't
remember. Do you mean to find it?
Maybe we'll forget it. Oh, here we are.
Custom Craft. Custom Craft is located in the West End. We'll be open this Sunday. You probably already knew that. It's 13 till 10, 9:47. Pittsburgh weather, partly cloudy today and tonight. This afternoon's highs up near 30. Lows tonight between 15 and 20. Snow developing first thing tomorrow morning, but then changing to rain in the afternoon, highs 35 to 40. In Aliquippa, in Greensburg, 13. In downtown Pittsburgh, 16 degrees from FM 97. You know, O'Brien and Gary aren't the only people that have a question of the day. Tomorrow morning, we're going to begin a question of the day. It's a very provocative, thought-provoking question, and it'll be aimed at the men getting up and getting dressed for work. So tell the men in your life, ladies, to put us on first thing tomorrow morning, call in, and answer the question, or ask it. Which do you prefer, boxer shorts or bikini briefs, and why? Now, you're not supposed to answer this. Your husband is, okay? Does he prefer boxer shorts or bikini briefs, and why? Or which do you prefer and why? That first thing tomorrow morning. Here's Eddie Rabbit at 12 before 10 from FM 97. FM 97, Eddie Rabbit. Every time I hear him, I want to go out and have a Miller beer. I could drink beer anytime. 9 before 10, 9:51 Celsius, with the always sober Jerry Christopher, Tim Herrera has news, sports, and weather. Jan Patton this morning at 10, celebrating Carole King's 39th birthday, and Jan will be taking telephone calls, asking the semi-musical question, Carole King might be 39, but how old does she actually look? I think about 54.
Sounds good to me.
She looked like she got real close to a fast-moving Amtrak train and tried to kiss it on its way by. But he'll be answering that question or letting the audience answer it this morning after 10. In the news, a lot of strikes.
Oh, so many.
The people in Penn Hills are still clearing out their own driveways and streets. I heard things are very bad out there this morning.
That's right, they are. And, you know, Equitable Gas has also been hit with a strike. Right now, it's 13 degrees in Swickley, 16 downtown. It's 5 before 10 with Paul Simon at FM 97.
FM 97, Paul Simon, this is Jerry Christopher. I'll catch you first thing tomorrow morning at 5:30. Have a sparkling day. I'm going to go out and slip-slide my way home. It's 10 o'clock. Jan Patton's next on WFFM, FM and AM Braddock, Pittsburgh's FM 97.
Airchecks.com.